Now, I didn't know there was a Connecticut Burns Care Foundation here in Connecticut, and I didn't know they had a camp and everything. So I'm really glad to have Dominic Montewano, did I say that right?
Hey, you're right on the money.
Here in studio with us to talk a little bit about it. And also, fascinating dude. So where were you a firefighter?
I was a firefighter in a few towns. I was born and raised in New Jersey.
Okay.
So Middlesex, New Jersey, Greenbrook, New Jersey, North Brunswick, New Jersey, and I also volunteered on the EMS side of it also.
And you're also an opera singer.
I am the grand champion performer of the world. I sing opera and Broadway all over the United States and Europe, and have an album from Capitol Records.
How do you become a grand? What did you call yourself?
the grand champion performer of the world.
How do you get that?
So it's a call from the World Championships of Performing Arts. It's the first Olympics of the performing arts. So there's 30 different countries, over 1,500 performers in 8 different categories, and the first year they ever did it, I beat everybody and became the grand champion performer of the world.
And opera, that's some serious stuff. Don't break any windows. It's great. Well, tell us about, first of all, there's a lot of listeners out there that don't know that there's a Burns Foundation here in Connecticut.
Right.
Just can you speak to the genesis of it and how long it's been around?
Yeah, so it all started with Arthur C. Luff, a Bridgeport firefighter, and he got together with Dr. Panettiere in 1978. They realized that Connecticut did not have a burn center. So Arthur picked up the boot, and he went around with Dr. Panettiere, and that's how they started. Lo and behold, they built the first and still only burn center in Bridgeport. If you are burned, you're going to end up in Bridgeport. And after that, in 1991, Arthur realized, hey, we don't have anywhere for the children to go who are burned. So he formulated the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation, which in turn runs the Arthur C. Luff Burn Camp. And that's where children go 1 week a year to absolutely be a kid at absolutely no cost to them whatsoever.
Where is it?
It is in Killingworth at Deer Lake.
So do you have your own camp like you own?
Well, it's not ours. Right. We utilize Deer Lake, run by Pathfinders, and they give us 1 week a year to rent for the kids to come in, overnight camp, which is run, not by them, by us, 100% volunteered.
How many kids get to go?
We can have from 34 kids to 100.
Wow. And you've been, the camp started in 91?
Yes.
And so how are you able to get the kids to be able to go for free?
Oh, well, we have to fundraise, and there's 5 different ways we do that. We do in-kind giving, we do grants, we do social media, we do events, you know, our own events, and then we do third-party events, people who do it for us.
Yeah, that's so if you go to ctburnsfoundation.org, you can get all the information there. And I think it's just incredible because I think it's a part of our population we don't really think about, you know? And like in terms of the number, I don't know if you have stats, but like when I think of burns, I think of something happened in a fire or some sort of accident at home, but you could have a range of like very minor to, you know, obviously life body altering injuries here.
Absolutely. So 90% of accidents for children we're talking about are accidents, burn accidents. And here's one of the most common. The handle facing the wrong way off of the stove with a pot of boiling water, and the child goes by playing or whatever and hits it scalding. That's one of the leading accidents. 3% of it is unfortunately where they are burned by other people. And that's, it's hard to discuss, but you have to. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Once a burn survivor, they are a burn survivor and they go through surgeries. And because their skin, after a while, they can't sweat. So, and then when they grow, the skin does not grow with them. So they got to continually go through operations to upgrade to literally have things replaced. So the fact of the matter is that over 100,000 children last year were burned. And like I had said to many people, other charities are wonderful, but we can't cure or eradicate burns. So I can never close my doors because they're always going to get burned. There's always going to be children that have accidents.
And I never thought about the fact that it's basically the skin becomes like scar tissue. And there are things that as they grow, they have to deal with it. We're talking with Dominic Montewano, who is the executive director for the Connecticut I want to say this correctly, Burns Care Foundation, and you can go to ctburnsfoundation.org. Because there's such a range in these kids, like what are some of the what do you want them to get out of the camp?
What we want them to get out of the camp is so simple. Just to be a kid. Come, laugh, fun, have a great time, see your friends, absolutely re-energize from the year that they had by being bullied, teased, looked at, misunderstood. These children go out and they have to face these challenges for things they didn't ask for.
Right.
They weren't born with this. And they literally have to find it in themselves to get through the year that when they come back to camp, we discover something very magical. We learn more from them than they do from us.
Now, in terms of like, I'm sure there's way more people that want to go than can go. How do you determine that? And if someone's listening and knows someone who might fit the profile, how do they go about trying to get to camp?
No problem. Well, first of all, that would be a happy problem if we had one. Unfortunately, some children do not automatically just say, oh, there's a camp. There's a place I can go. Or the parents see there's a place they can go. A lot of children who are in this field start off not wanting to show what has happened. But what if we can get them to see the others or get them to know the others, then they're automatically open up like, hey, wait, I want to go swimming. I want to go do it. Well, no, I can do that. So it's really hard in the beginning to get them to realize there's a place that they're loved, understood, and a part of a family. To absolutely go is simple. You just simply go on and fill out the forms and you just go. Now, camp's at the end of July. So if you do know somebody who is in this situation, all you have to do is go to our website. The applications are right there. You can call the office if you need to do that.
Yeah, the number's right at the top of the screen.
Yep, right there, top of the screen. Give us a call. We'll walk you through it. We'll do anything you need to get you to camp. And I mean absolutely free. There are no hidden agendas.
And, you know, it's an organization that has two paid staffers. The rest is all volunteer. You go to ctburnsfoundation.org if you know somebody who might benefit from the camp or if you want to get involved yourself, whether financially or with your time and what have you. Anything we missed?
Well, I want to say, I just want to thank everybody who volunteers at this camp. It's 100% volunteered. And I want to recognize some of the counselors, like Steve Lupinacci, who's our camp director, and Bob Kepchar, who's our assistant director, are both retired firefighters who have been there for over 35 years. Mm. These people give a week of their vacation to be with these children because they're so remarkable.
Yeah.
This is a team effort all the way around.
Dominic, it's great to meet you. Got great energy. Dominic Montemano from the executive director, of course, with the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation.